Today marks the 100th birthday of Thomas Fats Waller, the New York Stride School pianist, singer, musical comedian, pioneering jazz organist, and composer of hit tunes like Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says we probably don't celebrate Waller enough nowadays, but his centennial is a good excuse to correct that.
African Ripples from 1934. That's one Fats Waller, the piano virtuoso. He got a lot of his flashy technique and driving beat from his mentors, the great stride pianists James B. Johnson and Willie the Lion Smith. They still had one foot in ragtime. Waller had a more modern sense of design, which influenced his own Harlem protege, Bill Basie, years before he was promoted to count. But to the public, Waller was better known as a witty singer who kept up a running comic commentary as he sang. On that score, he owed a lot to black vaudeville star Burt Williams. Here's Williams in 1921.
Oh, there's lots of meaning in that word, unexpectedly. Now, hoot is another one that's not often heard, unexpectedly. Not now. I used to drink gin sup by sup. Then I learned to drink it cup by cup. Yeah, Prohibition come along and messed everything up. Sort of unexpectedly. I could have gotten a few bottles, but I didn't think it was going to last.
Fats Waller took Burt Williams' shtick into outer space. As one critic put it, his comic asides appeared set in a hallucinatory world where strange, surrealist notions are pursued.
Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Sing this joint, boy. Yeah. Chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now.
As a great jazz musician and great entertainer, Waller's only rival was Louis Armstrong. The sheer joy of playing jazz blasts through like a foghorn on The Joint is Jumpin'. But even without the laughs, he'd have been a great singer for his superb rhythm and pleasing light baritone.
Gotta get my old tuxedo dress. Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes, slick my hair. Got to get my soul bootin' there. Lulu back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah.
Fats Waller's more thoughtful side came out when he sat down at the pipe organ. There, his floating sense of time and underwater tone quality gave his blues a disembodied, dreamy quality. His organ solos made a perfect fit when director David Lynch used them on the soundtrack to his surreal classic, Eraserhead.
I'd rather be there. place I know.
Fats Waller with Alberta Hunter. This music comes from the Waller set The Centennial Collection from RCA Bluebird, a long CD plus a short DVD of Waller film clips and soundies, those precursors to music videos where he proves a black entertainer could roll his eyes and keep his dignity. At the piano, his head danced for his whole body, and he had the most expressive eyebrows this side of Groucho Marx.
Everyone be full of jealousy when they see you out with me. Don't blame them, goodness knows, honey, sucker rose. When you pass my flowers through the sign, I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honey, sucker rose. I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking no sips from your lips, does the honey drip? Mercy, confession, goodness knows, you my honey sugar rose, yeah.
Since Waller recorded for RCA for almost his whole career, the CD selection could have been better. There are some rarities and neglected gems, but no organ solos or organ group numbers, nothing by his big band, and few of his own great tunes. Missing songs include I'm Crazy About My Baby, Blue Turning Gray Over You, and The Jitterbug Waltz, but between the two discs, Your Feet's Too Big turns up three times. RCA in the States rarely does right by Fats, having abandoned both the LP and CD Waller reissue series they started. Luckily, his recordings are out of the copyright period in Europe, where labels like Chronological Classics have done rather better by the birthday boy, who 70 years ago played some fancy stuff modern pianists still can't touch.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed Fats Waller, The Centennial Collection, on RCA Bluebird. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.